misbehaving. They're just behaving.
Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you.
Welcome to this episode of Ain't Misbehaving.
I'm Dr. Louisa, and I'm here to talk about your pets, some problems you may have,
and this episode's bonus question. So, after the last episode about the dangers of the wider world for cats, have I convinced you to keep your cat indoors? Yes? Well, now we need to convince your cat that indoors is a great place to be. But first, here is last episode's bonus question. What word starts with an E, but has only a single letter in it? I haven't written a letter recently, but when I did, I put it in an envelope. And envelope starts with an E. Now, back to cats. There are some things that cats do that may annoy you. Scratching furniture, pouncing on you, biting. These problem behaviors in domestic cats are natural biological drives hardwired into your pet cat. When cats do these things outside, we barely notice. But now that we know it is not a good idea for cats to roam, these are predatory behaviors that can turn into problems. So how do you live with a cat who is a terror inside? There are some halfway measures to give your cat some outside time. You can teach them to walk on a leash and harness. This works best with kittens, but adult cats can learn that leash and harness mean it's time to go exploring. When I was on clinical rotation in vet school, a woman came in with her cat. The cat was on a collar and leash walking nicely beside her. We were amazed and asked how she trained her cat. She seemed puzzled and wondered why we asked. She had always had dogs, and this was her first cat. She didn't know they couldn't be leash trained, so she did it. Taking your cat out on a leash can give them the excitement they need without endangering them. You can also teach your cat to come when called. Remember the episode on clicker training? If I can train a chicken, you can train a cat. Cats are creatures of habit and can learn that when you call them, good things happen. Then it is up to you to be aware of when the birds are out and vulnerable. That is inside kitty time. However, just like dogs that are trained to come when called, sometimes they may ignore you when they are outside. If there is something very exciting happening, calls and treats may not override the excitement of the chase and kill. Be aware of what is happening when your cat goes out. Know when bird activity is at its peak. Keep them inside or use a leash until you know they will come to you when you call. There are cat-proof fences that can keep your cat in your own yard. These are fences that overhang and will buckle if there is a weight toward the top. If your cat climbs the fence, it will pull him back down. Then your cat can be in your yard without roaming the neighborhood. There are a couple of problems with this. Cat-proof may not be cat-proof for some cats. Cats are smart, sometimes too smart, and cats can figure out ways around an obstacle. And these fences don't keep birds from coming into the yard. Another great halfway measure is to build a catio. A catio is like a patio, but totally enclosed with wood and wire so that your cat can't get out. These can be placed somewhere where you can have a cat door so the cat has a choice to go out whenever the mood strikes him. These enclosures give them access to the smells, sights, and sounds of the outdoors. Cats tend to like vertical territory, so I recommend building the enclosure more up than out. But either way, I'm sure your cat will appreciate it. You can use crosswire, chicken wire, chain link, or screens. Just make sure to get the wire opening size small enough so that the cat won't stick his paw or leg through and get stuck. It is also good if you can construct it in a sunny location and protect it from the rain. and hanging a bird feeder within sight can let your cat sort of watch TV. So, why do cats want to go outside? What made my cat Limpet, who I talked about last episode, desperate to want to go out? What made her so excited about being dumped in a snowdrift? The sights, the smells, the sounds are a delight that is hard to recreate indoors. But there are some things we can do to create excitement indoors. It is sort of like taking a kid to an amusement park. Once they've been to one, then next time you drive past, the kid will want to go again, maybe screaming about the injustice of not stopping this time. Well, for a cat, outside is sort of like Disneyland. So much to see, so much excitement. They want more. But what if you can't build a catio where you are, or you have an older, resistant cat who can outwit all obstacles, hates the leash, and won't come when called? What we need to do is to make inside as exciting as outside. This is called feline enrichment. We enrich the environment to make it more interesting and engaging. Sort of like telling your kid, no amusement park today, but here, play this video game. But for cats, it is more than just a video game. We need to let them hunt and let them climb and let them use their brains. There are a lot of ideas online. Just search for feline enrichment and you will find a plethora of websites with some great ideas for things you can buy, but also for things you can make. Here are some enrichment ideas to get you started. Vertical space is important for cats. You may have noticed that if you pick your cat up, often they will try to climb on your head or shoulders. They like the bird's eye view, and it can help them feel safer if there are other pets or children in the house. Vertical space can be as easy as allowing access to a chair or cabinet. Look around at places above your eye level. Tall dressers or mantles can work if you give a safe spot for the cat to get up and down. These up and down pathways are important for the cat's safety. And look at what is underneath these high spots. Cats are not always the graceful creatures we know them to be. If they fell, what would cushion their fall? Or are there sharp, pointy things that could hurt them? Cat trees can work well, but examine them carefully before you buy. They may seem steady, but when a 10-pound cat launches themselves off, the tower could tip over, scaring the cat and crashing into your room. You can avoid this by fastening the post to the wall. And avoid slick surfaces that could cause your cat to slip and fall. Varnish looks nice, but a piece of carpet or sisal would give your cat better footing. Or even a fluffy cat bed on a high perch can be heaven. There are some amazing cat trees that people have devised. Ladders, shelves, wooden boxes can all give kitty a place to perch. One of the best ones I saw was an 8-foot branch that they found in the woods and brought home. They fastened it to the wall, and not only was it a nice perch, but it was a great scratching post, a true cat tree. If you have more than one cat, it would be a good idea to make sure that there is an entry point and an exit point to these vertical surfaces. Then one cat won't get trapped by a more assertive cat. You may need to train your cat to use these high spots. Some cats will just look at it and go, cool, and race to the top. Others may not trust new things and avoid it. I don't recommend picking them up and placing them on the highest part. One bad experience and they will avoid it for a long time. Instead, help them associate this new thing with stuff they love. Favorite treats placed on a low spot can help them explore and build good associations with the heights. Sometimes catnip can attract them, but be careful that they don't get excited or woozy and fall off. There are other ways to enrich your cat's environment. It has been suggested that you never feed your cat out of a bowl. Let them hunt for their food like the wild cats do. Cats are strong hunters, and the hunting center in the brain is different from the hunger center. hunting for food fulfills a different need for your cat. So teach your cat to hunt for his meals by hiding food around the house. Now, how you do this will depend on what you feed your cat. If you feed dry kibble, you can take a handful and scatter it in a towel. Then fold the towel so the cat needs to move the folds and search for their meal. When the cat gets real good at emptying the towel, hide the towel under a chair or in a different room or in a closet with the door slightly ajar. One very simple one is a toilet paper roll without the toilet paper. Poke a hole in the center just a bit wider than the kibble, fill it with kibble, and fold the ends down. Once the cat gets good at this, hiding it is the next step. Feeding wet food? Good for you. I highly recommend getting a cat used to eating wet food, since it is easier to hide medication if your cat needs it as they get older. It can also be a great motivator for training your cat. I have heard veterinary nutritionists say that the best food for a cat is a mouse. It has protein, fat, fiber, the fur, and partially digested grains for the carbs. There are some sources for mice. Email me if you are interested. I have wondered why no one has marketed mice in a can, but I digress. If you feed canned food, you can still make it a food hunt. Begin by using a mug for the food instead of a dish. It is deeper, and the cat needs to work harder to get it out. Then you can hide the mug. An ice cube tray can work too. Small bits of food in each cup of the tray can take your cat longer to eat. Then the whole tray can be hidden for the cat to hunt out. These are some very simple food puzzles. There are many others online if you search for food puzzles for cats. Toys are another way to enrich a cat's environment. Different cats have different ways they like to play. Toys that move are wildly exciting for cats. Even a grumpy old arthritic cat will watch a novel moving object. One of the more popular toys is the laser pointer. Cats may literally climb the walls trying to catch it. A good way to give them a lot of exercise, but beware. This can have undesirable consequences. When the light goes out, the cat has not caught the prey. Some cats will continue to search, ignoring anything else. They can become obsessive. One way around this is to end the laser game on a treat or a toy that the cat can, in so many words, kill. Which is what usually happens at the end of a hunt. The cycle of hunt, catch, and kill is fulfilled. A predecessor of the laser pointer is the flirt pole. This is a light pole maybe 3 to 4 feet long with a cord about 3 to 4 feet long attached to the end. At the end of the cord, there are feathers or something else that will catch the cat's eye. When they pounce, the pole can be flicked, moving the cord and the toy away from the cat, so they have to run and pounce again. Every so often, you can let the cat catch the toy and again kill it. When you stop the play, be sure to put the flirt pole away where the cat can't get it. Cords can be dangerous when not used under supervision. Cats may ingest the cord, and it can get wound up in their intestines. Some cats can have a great time all by themselves when you lay down a paper bag or a cardboard box. Most cats love the dark hidey holes. If your cat is ho-hum about a box, hiding treats or catnip in the box can entice a cat to explore and play. A word about catnip. Test your cat when you are with them to see how they respond. About 20 to 30% of cats do not respond to catnip. And kittens don't respond until they are about 6 months old and reaching sexual maturity. It is thought that catnip affects the same parts of the brain that create a sexual response. Too bad it doesn't work on people. You can use novel scents around the house to stimulate their marvelous sense of smell. Some of these can include small amounts of spices, herbs, extracts, or anything that is new for your cat. Cats don't play video games, but they can watch TV. There are videos available that are marketed specifically for cats. These are hours of birds flying, perching, singing, and can be captivating for a cat. Or make a window TV. Make a secure ledge on a windowsill or have one of the vertical spaces you have created be near a window. Hang a bird feeder outside the window. This can provide good entertainment for your cat. A really great enrichment tool you have is you. Spending time with your cat is great for bonding and fun for all. But if you have a young, active, curious cat, you may want to go the extra mile. What animals really miss living with us are opportunities for problem solving and decision making. Cats love learning tricks, and this is a great opportunity for enrichment. There are some fun videos online of cats doing agility. Yes, agility. There are even international cat agility tournaments. So teach your cat to do jumps, weave poles, tunnels, boardwalks, seesaws, hoops, A-frames, and anything else your cat might be good at. Clicker training works well for this. One of the biggest problems I've had with the clicker in cats is treat delivery. We are talking about really high-value treats. We are talking about the good stuff. Bust out the tuna, cheese, liver, or whatever drives your cats wild. But getting a tiny treat into a tiny mouth can be a challenge. We want that quick pattern of click and treat, without waiting to dig out a small piece of tuna. The best way I have found is to make a paste out of whatever it is your cat loves, then slather that on a teaspoon. Keep it out of sight, either under a table or behind your back. Once you click and capture the behavior you want, bring out the spoon and let kitty have a lick. Then the spoon goes into hiding again. Just doing this for a minute or two, 2 to 3 times a day, will show some real progress. I did this with a kitten to teach her to recognize her name. I did this for maybe a minute twice a day, but only had the chance to do it for a week. Later in life, she would always perk up at her name. And always remember, if it's not fun, you're not doing it right. So make sure all of this is fun for both you and your cat. Changes can create stress for some cats. With all the enrichment, food puzzles, training, be sure to make any changes slowly and watch your cat for any twitching tails or ears, dilated pupils, and hiding behavior. Even with all the enrichment you create, there can still be some problems indoors. Cats condition their claws by scratching and getting old layers of the nail to come off. They often like material that they can sink their claws into and that they can get a nice long pull. Upholstery is a fine thing for them to claw, but it is not a good thing for our furniture. People will buy a scratching post for their cat, and the cat will ignore it and go back to the furniture. Many scratching posts are covered with nubby carpet rather than a smoother material. So, how to get the cat to scratch where you want it to? The first thing to do is to notice where your cat likes to scratch and what material it is. Then find something similar. If it is the corner of your sofa, find an old upholstered chair and cut the arm off it. Place it near the location where your cat likes to scratch. Then cover the furniture where the cat has been scratching with something like plastic or aluminum foil. Once the cat is routinely scratching on the new old chair, then you can gradually move it to a place that is more out of the way. And I emphasize gradual. Take at least a month for the move, or your cat may not continue to use the new old place. And alert your family that the plastic or foil is just temporary. Test other materials to see what your cat likes. A simple one is a cardboard box. They even sell cardboard pieces glued together to make a cat scratching box. There are some people who don't want to go to those lengths to train the cat to use a specific place. Then they ask me about declawing. I have declawed cats when I was in practice. It is a brutal procedure. It is amputation of the whole end of the cat's finger. And if you don't get all of the nail tissue, it can grow back in all sorts of weird shapes. There are reports of declawed cats becoming more prone to biting, since that is the only defense they have left. And there are also reports that declawed cats may stop using the litter box, since their toes now feel really sensitive. There are newer procedures that involve cutting the flexor tendon, but it is still an anesthetic procedure and irreversible surgery. And it is painful. And you will then need to clip your cat's nails regularly, since the cat can't condition the nails themselves. I do not recommend declawing. I recall a cartoon that sums it up for me. Two women are in a living room talking. The cat is splayed out on the rug, staring into space. The owner of the house says, "After the incident with the drapes, we had Muffy debrained." So don't debrain your cat and don't declaw them. But there are alternatives. There is a product called Soft Paws, which are small plastic caps that are glued over the nail. If you can clip your cat's nails, you can put on the Soft Paws. Some cats don't like being handled like that, but veterinarians and their staff are proficient at handling cats and would be able to glue on the Soft Paws. I just put them on the front paws, since the back claws are needed for climbing and stability. The downside to this is that they need to be replaced after several weeks. Depending on the cat, it could be as soon as 3 weeks or last up to 8 weeks. People often use them just during the time they are training the cat to a scratching post. Another issue that is of great importance for indoor cats is litter box training. People will often call going outside the box inappropriate elimination, but that is a misnomer. Inappropriate? Not to the cat. In the next episode, we will have a great discussion about unwanted elimination and a scientific approach to dealing with it. Until then, let me leave you with this bonus question. What happens when you throw a yellow rock into a purple stream?
If you think you know the answer, send an email to info@radiotacoma.org with bonus question in the subject line. Join us again for more sagas from the world of pet behavior problems. This is Dr. Louisa reminding you.
They ain't misbehaving. They're just behaving.
I don't stay out late. Don't care to go. I'm home about it, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you.